When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. We just got done talking about pets. Taylor Swift is always helping people out and organizations out. She's very generous with her wealth that she's procured. Anyway, made, she's earned. Rich. She gives it away.
Yeah, right? Thank you. Thank you,
she's,
Taylor.
She's always thoughtful with people and organizations, and we just love her for it. Well, you probably love Taylor Swift also for her breakup songs. She has quite a few of them. And in Chicago, for 1 month only, between January 27th and February 26th,
okay,
which is, you could go for Valentine's Day or somewhere around, that's why they planned it. You know, if you've been spurned and you're scorned and you're mad that this lover you had has broken up with you, you can go to a pop-up Taylor Swift-themed breakup bar.
This is kind of fun and kind of perfectly timed, right? For all the jilted lovers out there who've been screwed over royally in the last 12 months.
That is right. So it's called Bad Blood, a Taylor-themed breakup bar.
Now, is this related, like connected to Taylor at all?
No, that's the thing. They want to make sure that you know that this is, it says, don't expect a cameo for the Cardigan Queen herself. Bucket listers make it clear. It's the people putting this on his
The group, like the event production company.
Bucket listers. They make it clear that the event is not affiliated with, endorsed by, authorized by, sponsored by, or in any way officially connected with Taylor Swift or her business.
Yeah, I'm sure they got a letter from Taylor's people like, you need to make this very clear.
Right.
That we are in no way condoning this behavior.
So you do need to make reservations in advance. The tickets to get in are $22. What you get is a free drink with that. You get 90 minutes inside the bar where you can take all your selfies.
I was going to say, this sounds like one of, it sounds like one of those Instagrammable moments, which increasingly are more and more thing. Remember, I was just telling you about Liberace Museum. Well, they also have a Liberace like Instagram tour where it's like designed to give you opportunities to take pictures with like Liberace stuff. And I'm like, God, that's just really all the world is anymore.
That's
one big Instagram moment. Not that I'm complaining. I do it myself.
Yeah, for
sure. But anyway, so Taylor Swift is doing this. This production company is doing it on the back of Taylor Swift's impressive
So
career.
You get a free drink, $22 each ticket. You get 90 minutes inside. The drink menu hasn't been announced, but there is a shake it off wheel of cocktails.
Shake it off wheel? What the heck is a shake it off wheel?
So you get to spin the wheel, and it's gonna. There are going to be Taylor Swift. You know, it's going to be titles of songs, I'm sure.
Got it.
And you go, oh, I want the...
It's the Never Getting Back Together Martini.
It's the Picture to Burn Martini, the Paper Rings Martini, things like that. But they want to... People are like, wait a minute. Bad Blood, it's the name of your bar, but that is not a breakup song. That's not about...
Oh, see, this is what I love. This is what I love.
This is the fans,
but this is the fans doing what they should, which is holding production companies accountable for their attempts to make money off of Taylor Swift. I have seen this before in other fandoms where people try to make money off of my beloved Golden Girls. Anyway,
that's right.
Continue.
So Bad Blood is from her album in 1989, and it was in 2014. It isn't about a romantic separation, but Swift has confirmed it was inspired by a feud with a fellow female pop star who everybody knows is Katy Perry.
I was going to say, wasn't that Katy Perry?
Now, they've reconciled. So, but that's what it's about. But you know what? It could be a breakup with friends that you're mourning.
Yeah.
You know?
Or a breakup with a hamster. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
Also, I was thinking, you know, you could have there's a Katy Perry pop-up next door called Katy Purry, and you just play with cats that are named after Katy Perry songs.
That is true. God, that's cute. I believe I'm kind of gullible, so you can't really say things like
about
that.
It.
I thought, oh, it's real. But you said next door, so then that's when I knew it was probably
I'm sorry,
stupid because you
on
didn't
my
know.
Delivery next
You don't
time.
Know where it is.
Okay.
But I will put this up on our website so that everybody
is this something
can get
you would have you gone? Because I know like you're an uber fan of things. You are a fan of several things. Like, I'm the kind of fan that like I wrinkle my nose at things like this. Like, ugh, they don't really know Taylor Swift well enough to do this the right way. Or do you just like fully, are you the kind of fan that would like fully embrace something like this?
I would fully embrace it. I mean, I am personally a huge fan of the show Twin Peaks.
Oh God. Yeah.
You know, season one and two, the third season that came out in the last 5 years is was so confusing and not great.
Twin Peaks, the OG, changed my life.
Thank
Revolutionary.
You. Me too.
Did television in a whole different way.
Yeah, I was
sticks
obsessed.
In my brain to this day. And if Laura's listening, don't. She likes to troll me with Bob imagery. I'm not even going to say it.
Oh, that's right. You were scared of Bob. Okay.
So I get the feeling for Twin Peaks. Tell me.
So you can go on a Twin Peaks tour. I have never done it, but it is definitely on my bucket list. It's like where the Great Northern Lodge is, the exterior, and then there's the interior shots. You can stay at the lodge that's, you know, in the opening credits with the huge waterfall next
like
to it.
Like that kind of stuff I think would be fun, right? Like when it's actually connected to the actual thing. Like if it was a Golden Girls, you know, like I could stay in the home that fronts the facade that was on the show. It's not the same as the home you see on the set. Long story, right?
Right.
That would be fun. But going to like a convention center where somebody has set up a bunch of stuff and we're just trying to outfan each other, that is, I'm less excited about that.
Yeah, I agree.
Not that really. I don't want to go, but like I also, I do want to have, I would love to have the experience of staying at Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Highclere Castle. Which
right.
Is,
you which know, you can.
Yeah.
So, I think it's a good idea. I mean, if Taylor Swift is cool with it, it's not going to bring her any bad press. This is like, her people should be happy for this because elevates Taylor Swift and people are talking about her, you know?
It's kind of like a, you know, like flip phone doing a Taylor Swift drag brunch, right? Like
right.
It celebrates the artistry.
That
so
is
it's
true.
Only, you can only have good thoughts about it.
I mean, wouldn't it be amazing if she did show up?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of thing that Taylor Swift would actually do.
Yeah.
Just randomly show up.
That would be awesome.
Be like, hey,
it'd be
guys,
great PR
I'm
for
here.
Her.
Yeah. And everyone would freak out.
Oh my God!
Because
you just know it's like some 20-something like girlfriends who they're like, let's do this for brunch. Because are they serving food?
I don't
cocktails?
Think, I don't know.
Nibbles? Anyway,
I
could just see like.
They have tarot card readers.
Oh, perfect.
So that you can get your fortune told about what your next adventure in your love life will be.
Also, Laura's fired.
Laura, did she send you a picture of Bob? Laura,
yeah, she sent it to you too. So you're welcome.
It's fine. I always I enjoy it, even though
the scariest thing in my life,
is Bob.
In my head, it gives me chills to think about it. Every time I think that somebody's chasing me in the dark,
you think of Bob.
It's Bob.
Oh my gosh, you know that.
Anytime I walk into an empty room, I think Bob is going to be there behind a cabinet. Yes, I do know.
He was just a part of the crew.
Mm-hmm.
This is a scary guy in Twin Peaks, by the way. And David Lynch was just looking around and he's like, hey, can you pop up behind this bed or peek behind this corner? And he's like, you are now a character in the show. And so that's kind of a cool story.
And it's terrifying. Well, and he's no longer with us.
That's
sadly,
right.
But
yeah. But, you know, I would be all up in this if I was a huge Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah, sure. Is there one that you have been to? Like, you know, there have been Golden Girls, things like this. There have been Saved by the Bell, things like this.
Friends.
Yeah.
I haven't ever gone, no.
And the Friends one, they actually, the Friends cast, I think like Jennifer Aniston and some of the other cast members did show up at this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And freaked out fans.
That's cool. Yeah. I think she should show up. I think she probably will.
All right. When we come back, should we try something tasty?
Oh, my God. Is this the moment?
Yeah. So when we come back, you guys, there's a new product on the market. Dawn brought it to our attention. Mike procured it, and we are going to try it. Do we want to tell them, or do we want to give them a hint of what the thing is we're going to taste test when we return?
I just think they should wait.
Okay. So think of that Coldplay song.
Yeah.
Well, how's that song go? There's a song.
Yep, it's on my Instagram. Okay. That's a hint. You can find thing on my Instagram. Bye. My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. It's a Mike Ganger production.
Hey.
And we're going to try something.
Food porn.
Wow.
Yummy. This is Dawn's favorite segment because we talk about, well, we experience food, but we also talk about it, which drives her absolutely nuts.
I don't like descriptive words about food. For some reason, they make me embarrassed. Like, I get
chewy,
red in the face. Those words
crispy,
are really
chunky.
Topped with drizzling.
Oh, whoa. No.
Topped with drizzle.
Oh. If you okay. say a word that can only be used to describe food like drizzle, well, I can't even say that word.
Well, how about this? We'll get away from the descriptions mm-hmm. for now, because you're going to tell us about the thing that is sitting in front of us and that Mike has procured for us today, because you first came across this item. It's a taste test from an old thing and a new thing.
Yes. So Sierra Mist used to be a thing mm-hmm. from the Pepsi company.
Cousin of Mountain Dew.
Cousin of Mountain Dew, because if you think about the title, Mountain, Sierra, Mountains, Dew, Mist. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So it was a, it was like a knockoff of Sprite, really. And
anyway,
nobody
Sierra Mist.
Really,
nobody,
for 22 didn't. Years, they tried to make this work. And even like servers, whenever you go, do you have Sprite? They go, no, we have Sierra Mist.
Like, no,
they
but can I interest you in a Sierra Mist? You're like, fine, it's okay, fine.
Yeah, yes.
Never caught on, so they dumped it in place of something new.
Yeah, and this new product is called Starry.
Starry, which we kind of were like, what?
Starry is more citrus forward, they say. And so Mike actually got us some Starry. Now, Mike, did you get us two different kinds of Starry?
I actually got you. So what you're looking at right now, one cup has Starry in it and one cup has Sierra Mist in it.
And we don't know which one, and by the way. The cups are numbered, one
which.
And two.
Yes.
And then there is a sugar-free option that will taste test, at least like a bonus round.
Okay, right? Exactly. So that's not labeled.
Nope, the one that's not labeled, that is the sugar-free
okay,
Starry.
Good.
So leave that one for
able
last.
To tell.
So and
yep.
neither of us know because we have not been made aware prior.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to the accountants at MyTalk 107.1,
yeah.
This has all been done within the legal requirements. So okay. what would you like us to do, Mike?
I think you should just take a taste, give your initial thought about either one.
Okay, just, you're going to sniff it?
Yeah, let's take a sniff of the bouquet. Tell me what your number one is giving you.
This is. I think that this is probably the Starry because I can smell a strong citrus taste with a little bit floral notes.
I'm getting like ginger.
Yeah, a little gingy.
Number two, don't say gingy. That makes me think
okay,
of Alexis.
This one is definitely, I think number two is the Sierra Mist because I don't smell a lot.
I agree. I think this, the number one is very
Starry. This has got to be Starry. You can smell
well,
it.
Well, it's not.
Because okay. you do eat with your eyes
and
your nose. So
sometimes I get things in my nose.
Okay.
All right, should we taste it?
Cocaine?
Go ahead.
What are you doing in your nose?
Oh, I don't
know.
I've been sober for 20 years.
Okay. All right, so let's try number one.
Oh, there is like a bite in the nose.
Number one, they're both taking a little sip of it.
Oh.
I am getting ginger. Are you getting ginger?
Yeah, ginger. Yeah.
It's like that spicy.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting? Oh, you're just gulping it.
Well, that's because I've been off of sugar for a couple days, and this is sugary. I'm getting, it's definitely sugary.
I like it, whatever it is. If it's Sierra Mist, I am going to be really sad because we're not going to be able to have this
again. Then I like Sierra Mist again.
All right, let's try number two.
So this is
what does your number two smell like?
Nothing. Okay, come on. Okay, all right. Not a lot.
That does not taste good.
That's Sierra Mist for sure.
It tastes like warm, like what, like melted.
Well, these are both warm. It just tastes sugary, but there's no citrus flavor really to it. There's no, not a lemon
lime
flavor.
No, it's like sweet water. Sweet water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we think, Mike.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Categorically, right?
I just got a sugar rush.
Oh, okay.
Because I was detoxing from sugar. Let me take another sip just to make sure.
Oh, God.
And she needs the rest of the bottle, too.
5 minutes from now, you guys. I don't want to know.
Okay.
I'm going to say with certainty, Starry number one. Dawn?
Same. Starry number one.
So we're both convinced.
Full-blooded Starry, not sugar-free.
PepsiCo made an extremely good decision. You're exactly right.
Yes. You guys.
There you go.
Now, because we're sugar freaks and we try to avoid sugar on a regular basis. Well, first of all, Mike, did you taste it?
Oh, yeah. And it was, and I knew the, like, I was
you
watching.
Knew what you were
pouring. I knew which was which, but there is such a massive difference. It is not even close.
No, it really is. Like, this is, like, the Sierra Mist just tastes like sugar water.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Okay, great. Now we're going to try the sugar-free version
the
unlabeled cup.
This is Starry Zero.
Is it stevia in it? What is it?
It's probably sucralose, right?
That doesn't taste much different. I mean, it does have a little aftertaste.
Now my nose is broken. Now my nose is like...
Okay.
I can't smell anything now.
Well, I drank most of my other one, so... It doesn't taste much different, which means they succeeded. Because you don't want it. Diet Dr. Pepper tastes really different from full-blooded Dr. Pepper. But I still like
started.
It.
I love Diet Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
Yeah. I you guys, Starry, I don't know what it means, by the way. Like, Sierra Mist kind of made sense. Do we know what Starry means?
I mean,
like, it's why just they chose Starry?
I mean, it's just a nice, light, fun word, you know? Stars. You're reaching for the stars.
But it has
Starry.
Something to do with lemon lime.
Star fruit, maybe that's in it.
Oh, no.
Well, stop. I'm sorry. You asked me and I'm giving you answers. Well, great. I love it.
I think kudos PepsiCo.
Yeah, good job.
I think they've done a great job with Starry. I would ask for that in a restaurant.
I was never a Sierra Mist guy. I would be a Starry guy.
I think
so, too. I
would
buy a bottle of Starry, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's great.
Okay, so on the scale of... zero being the worst thing you've ever tasted, and five being, you know, the nectar of the gods.
Okay.
Wherein lies Starry for you guys?
3.5. Is that too high?
No.
3.5.
Look, it's your answer.
Okay.
3.5.
3.1.
Oh my gosh. Try it again, Bradley.
You have to do that thing that the coffee drinkers do?
Oh, yeah. And the wine people, they go...
You get the pepper. I'm going to say 3.5. I'll give it a 3.5 as well. All right. Thank you, Mike, for doing
this
for us. And when we come back here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, Dawn has a story about Reed Hastings stepping down as the co-CEO of Netflix. We're going to talk TV when we return right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey, my talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Here's the thing. You need regular checkups. And the best place to go? Dakota Dental. Right down in Apple Valley. That's where I just was yesterday getting my regular checkup, cleaning, and exam. And even if you have questions about other procedures, maybe you've been thinking about dental implants or you've put off getting a crown. I actually have a crown on my treatment plan to take care of this year. And I know that whether it's a crown, a dental implant, because I got one of those too. You guys, I've had every dental procedure in my mouth. And I'm so grateful for all the care, all of the detail, professionalism that I get when I go to Dakota Dental. So whether it's that regular exam, whether you've got questions, make the appointment today. They make it super easy for you and the whole family. Also, it's the beginning of a new year, which means you've got a brand new year's worth of dental benefits to put to great use at a great dentist. DakotaDental.com. Don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
It's Jace. Gives.
My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. So a big thing happened in the world of streaming services. The man who created Netflix, his name is Reed Hastings, he has decided to step down as co-CEO of Netflix.
Do we know why? If my questions become tiresome, let me know.
No, he doesn't say why, but I'm sure he's just tired of doing it. You know, he's super rich. You know, I'm curious, and maybe I should have looked this up in advance, but there was a place called Hastings that was like a music, books, DVDs. It was a huge, like, entertainment store, and it was a chain. I wonder if he started that also, Hastings. Okay, I digress. But he is stepping down, and Ted Sarandos will be heading the company. And the other, Greg Peters, he will remain. He most recently was the chief operating officer, the COO. He is going to now take Hastings' place. So it's going to be a joint CEO situation again.
Now, I know with him leaving, you just had some thoughts about Netflix and what they should be doing. Dawn would like to offer her consultation services.
I would. So, you know, I feel like in the last couple of years, they just went crazy on creating new content. And they created so many shows and dumped so much money into, you know, 1,000 new Netflix shows that it's kind of impossible for some of them to stand out. Really quality shows were getting canceled after one season. And so people would invest time into one or two seasons and then it would get canceled with a cliffhanger.
AKA you.
Yeah,
1899.
Me and a
Let's
lot
just
of,
get right to the
yes,
meat of the bones.
That's
1899
right.
got canceled and you're still grieving.
I am. But then they would invest a whole bunch of money on like The Haunting of Hill House went into The Haunting of what was it? Bell Manor? Something like that. Anyway, that needed to be maybe 5 episodes, and it was like 20. It was like 10, and it was too long, and it was like, this is killing me. They just basically dumped a bunch of money at the director and said, here's money to make a second one, because the first one did great. And then they had all the money to create 10 episodes, and they stretched it out for too long. It was painful.
So what I think you're illustrating really is that Netflix is a complicated place, but it's also still one of the most successful streamers, right? Like,
yeah.
And they're just pioneers for so many reasons. And I have so much mad respect for Netflix. But the thing that really, so like, I don't know enough about the CEO/co-CEO to understand what this means for the direction of the company moving forward. But I hope. All that gas from the starry man, it is in me.
It's okay.
It's
he's
going
to stay on Reed Hastings as the executive chairman for many years to come.
So I'm just not sure. What I mean by that is I'm not sure like what that will mean for like, because when I think of Netflix, I think they have a ton of money. They have been fighting for subscribers. They've also changed a little bit of their forward trajectory by taking on this whole idea of like a paid or excuse me, an ad supported version, which
right.
is totally antithetical to what they started out being and mm-hmm. saying that they were going to be. So that was like, ooh, how's that going to work? And then we talked about how they spent like just babillions of money, like dollars across the globe, like creating content, just like coming out of like crazy. Right.
Yeah.
And just watching that all play out. But one of the things that I have mad respect for Netflix for is their attention to global content.
Right.
I mean, their commitment to global content, because I think things like think of Squid Game.
Uh-huh.
What Squid Game was able to do to me would not have happened without somebody like Netflix.
That's
meaning
correct.
A story that the whole world could fall in love with that comes from the other side of the globe, right? And in another from another culture, in another language, and yet was a blockbuster hit internationally. That is only possible with somebody like Netflix, who has the willingness to be all over the world, which is an incredibly large ask, and I imagine presents all sorts of challenges. But just because maybe it's because that's just the kind of person I am, and I think you are, and we are on the show.
Foreign shows.
But like we want to be taken on those journeys, and we're willing to sort of, you know, listen to stories that maybe seem further from what we're normally consuming. I appreciate content. That about Netflix.
Yeah, they have such great content from other countries.
Yeah.
And you can, I mean, my entire algorithm is Japanese shows now.
Yeah.
You know, because I started watching Korean and Japanese shows mostly based on romance, like reality romance, which is so strange. But I loved to observe how they date, you know, like how people from the other side of the world fall in love.
Well, because
their standards. I mean, it's just endlessly interesting to me.
And I imagine that there's a certain amount that is totally different and new. But at the same time, I think one of the valuable lessons, and you probably experience this when you're watching those shows, it's also super relatable. And you realize, like, even though they're on the other side of the planet, like, I can totally see, you know, like, that we're not that different.
No.
Right? Like, I don't want to try to overboil it down to, like, you know, to just be, like, overly saccharine about it, but I really do think that is like a huge powerful thing when we can consume things from somewhere that seems totally different than what we're used to, and like you're like, oh, I can totally relate to that.
Absolutely.
We're all not really that different,
right? We love the same, you know, everybody across the globe, you know, whether you're in Ukraine or here.
Think about, there's German shows I think of that have you know, been successful because of Netflix. Babylon Berlin is a wonderful show that was successful from Netflix. You've got Squid Game. You've got all your, you know, Japanese dramas, which are a little bit like next level deep dive. But that's what Netflix allows you to do.
Yeah, there's also a really great zombie movie, and I know that you're not into that.
Well, I just get scared by it.
But there's a Korean zombie series called All of Us Are Dead.
I think Lori loved that.
It is so good. It's a zombie apocalypse, but it takes place at a high school. And it is fantastic. So, you know, the things like that, like that's. So
I hope that they will continue to like feed that and to support it.
I think they will. And it really is under their control what they push out. Like the top 10 list things of what people are watching. It doesn't mean they can put anything they want up there. We have no data.
If you're saying that they don't make it publicly available, so we don't know what
we don't know. Yeah. I mean, they dumped, let's say, so much money into this show, and so they want it to be successful, and so they're going to make it in the top 10.
Yeah.
And you're more likely to click on those, because you think, oh, well, everyone likes these. I mean, we fall for it every time, but
and it's not to say that everything on Netflix is good. I mean, there's a lot of crap you got to wade through, and I can't tell you how many times I've, like, flip through Netflix. I'm like, I spend more time searching than I do actually end up watching.
It gives me anxiety.
Totally.
I'm like, I don't know what to watch. And then I just shut it down.
Yeah.
You know, it's so stupid. But like, it's not something to complain about. Oh, we have so many choices. But good news. I know that you, there is someone who is moving up in her position. Her name is Bella
Bajaria,
and she served as the company's global head of television. She's going to step in as that chief content officer.
Yeah.
So, and Scott Stuber, who was previously the head of global film, will step in as chairman of Netflix Film.
I want to tell you, if you do have any interest in going behind the scenes at Netflix and learning more about the process and like this whole global reach thing that I was talking a little bit about, I learned a lot from an episode of a podcast I listened to called The Town with Matthew Bellany. I've talked about it on this show before. He's kind of like a Hollywood insider, and he talks about Hollywood and the business of Hollywood and what people at like Disney and all of the major corporations in Hollywood are talking about and saying and trying to do. Well, he did an interview with Rachel Syme, who did this whole big piece on Bella Bajaria when she was the global Well, I don't know if this was in her current role as chief content officer, but I think it was when she was the head of Global TV. Mm-hmm. And this woman followed her all over the world and watched the process. And it was completely fascinating. And also like a job we would all want to like travel the world and talk to all of these different Netflix outposts about the content they were creating and what kind of shows would be successful.
Yeah, that one just dropped on January 13th. I will put a link on our show page. So, and it's only 33 minutes. All of these podcasts are,
Yeah, The Town is just a great podcast if you love TV and movies and Hollywood.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, Matt Bellany. He used to, I think he was a one of the founder. I don't remember. Anyway, he's somebody that I think...
Knows the business.
Knows the business, yeah.
Cool.
I learned about that from Holly. She was listening to that podcast and got me into it. So.
You really consume a lot of podcasts.
I do. It's easy to move, right? Like when I'm on the move, whether I'm, like in the car, walking the dog, making food.
Right.
You know, sitting on my couch.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Or cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I usually listen in my car. And then sometimes I take it beyond.
And podcasts like this, they're a short listen. You don't have to listen to like 8 episodes that are an hour long.
That's correct.
This is a weekly
episode. You can just pick and choose,
30 minutes.
Even if you just want to skip. I have a hard time with that. I'm going to do it with this one. I'm going to listen to this one. But usually I have to start from the beginning. And then I'm like years behind.
Don't, because that's not what this is. This is not a narrative podcast. Right. All you have to do is just show up. And you can go back at some point and listen to the episodes. Like I just listened to an episode about some stuff that Disney is working on. There's a whole episode on Megan and how they marketed that movie to young people and how it became successful virally.
Oh.
The movie Megan that you love so much.
Yeah.
So, great podcast called The Town. Anyway, when we come back, you and I need to talk about Dakota Johnson. And no, God, I'm an hour ahead.
Oh.
We need to talk about Robert Pattinson.
Oh, yes.
Because Robert Pattinson has a conversation about beauty standards, specifically male beauty standards, but I bet a lot of non-males could identify with the things that he was. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel. Saying, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, we'll do that when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Happy Friday.
We made it, kids.
We did. It was only a 4-day work week.
I know, but it felt like 8.
Oh,
no offense.
Oh, my gosh.
To either of you.
just kidding. Robert Pattinson, he has to get in shape for movie roles like a lot of leading men do. He was pretty buff in Twilight. He had to show his chest. The sparkly chest of a vampire. In Batman, he had to bulk up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so, a lot of male actors have to go in between, like, training and that, like, being in training, essentially, just like a bodybuilder would.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 6 weeks out from the competition, as they would say.
I'm going to drink asparagus water for the next 8 days.
Right. So, he has been vocal about how he feels like male body standards are insidious.
Well, yeah.
And it bothers him.
Okay.
So he says, even if you're just watching your calorie intake, it's extraordinarily addictive. And you don't quite realize how insidious it is until it's too late.
Yeah.
And he had never struggled with his own body image. He's basically tried every fad you can think of, though. Everything except consistency, right?
Okay.
So he's going on and off these diets. One of them, he said, I once ate nothing but potatoes for 2 weeks as a detox.
Okay.
Just boiled potatoes and Himalayan pink salt.
Okay.
Apparently it's a cleanse. He says you definitely lose weight.
Well, sure. Anytime you restrict calories, guess what happens?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You lose weight. Now, people combine, well, what they do is this magical thinking of like, if you restrict those calories and make yourself eat one thing, it's the one thing you're eating that's making you lose weight. No, you're just restricting your calories, honey.
Right, right.
When you only have potatoes to eat,
yeah,
you're never going to overeat potatoes.
Exactly.
Also, tell me how long that lasts.
Yeah, well, he did it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, apparently. Because then you'll want to either kill someone.
Yeah, not good.
Or fall.
Right.
Down.
Fall
on
down.
The ground. Okay. I'm just saying, like, you're not going to want to be around.
Right.
Or yeah, you're going to want to remove someone else from the planet.
That's right.
Yeah, because it's just not, it's just not.
He wants consistency.
And oh, God, continue. I don't want to, go on, sorry.
Uh-oh, you're having all the feels right now.
I just get all the feels, don't you? Like, I just hate this. I hate this because I'm glad he's talking about it, right? Yeah. And breaking it down. But you just know this goes on day in and day out all across the planet. People are constantly doing this to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I have to do this to my, I can't eat this anymore and I can't do this. And we all do it. I've done it for years and years and years and years and years. And you can, sure, go on a diet, go on a fad thing, and you're going to lose weight. You'll feel great and maybe all that stuff. But
you need to be able to have a realistic plan that you can maintain.
Yeah.
You know,
and I do think, you know, like I went through a period where I lost 60 pounds once and I got a little, I was a little extreme.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest. And that was not practical and long term. It worked for a period of time. And then you have to be willing to evolve. Maybe that's the best lesson I can.
Yeah. Offer.
I can offer.
Yeah.
Because what may have worked once isn't going to work always.
Right.
But I also just think people need to get away from this idea of like, oh, I need to totally remove this thing from my life. I mean, sometimes you do, right? Because you have an actual problem with a food item or substance, right?
Sugar.
Don't even get me started. Sugar's the one. Oh, man.
It takes 2 weeks to detox from sugar.
But
I was trying to do it, but then I just had some starry.
So now are you ruined?
No. I don't know. I'm going to move on. I'm not going to go binge sugar.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
And every day is a new day. And plus, it's fine. Don't get too right.
Yeah. And also, like, eat food.
Mm-hmm.
Just eat food.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, you know, you start to say more than that, and you're like, well, that may work for me, but it's not going to work for everybody else. It's so hard. Have you not been on this hamster wheel?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Yes. I mean, I did a baby food diet once. Lady Gaga was doing it, and it was 16 jars. This is before Olivia, okay?
Jars?
16 jars of baby food a day. And you eat them at like, okay, it's been 2 hours.
Gaga told you to eat baby food.
Well, it was going around that's how she got so skinny for one of her videos.
Yeah.
And
because you're Lady Gaga.
Well,
and you've got a video to do.
Was kind of obsessed with maintaining my skinny.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But I'm saying that's the magical thinking.
High school
body. Yeah. Is that she. Oh, you were in high school?
I graduated high school. Yeah. I was in high school.
No, girl. When Lady Gaga was doing a baby food diet.
Oh, no. I'm saying I wanted to. I had unrealistic expectations that led me down a road of anorexia at one point in my life, which I've been open and talked about before. Because I wanted to be. I was so thin in high school. People called me Skinny Minnie. Like, I was the skinniest girl in the room with no work at all.
Yeah.
It wasn't an effort. Yeah. I was the skinniest kid my whole life.
Yeah.
Mostly, I think, because my parents had a freaking farm, essentially.
And I ate such good organic food.
Yes. So then you go to college and you're eating junk and then things start to happen.
And also your body changes. That's what people don't tell you, and you think you have to stay the same your entire life. And guess what? That nobody ever. There's like four people who that like. And my mother is one of those people. She's like the same her entire life. The rest of us, no. The rest of us go up and down and change, and it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. So, I did the baby food diet, and, you know, I've done the lemonade diet, which is cayenne pepper and lemonade.
Oh, you know, they were doing that around here once.
Yeah, it's like you just drink lemonade with
cayenne
pepper.
Donna and Steve were always doing detoxes, and I was like, you guys, a detox is just getting you closer to a donut binge.
That's correct.
Because the more you're telling your body I'm starving.
It's not going to cleanse you in any way.
Your body is going to fight back. And the next time you put an actual calorie in your body, it's going to hold on to that calorie for 10 years. Because it goes, I don't know the next time this person is going to go on a lemonade diet.
Yeah, I better hold on to this. I had a hard time. I got with a, I hired a nutritionist whenever I started to work out hardcore and do like the CrossFit. It wasn't CrossFit, but it's virtually the same type of a thing. And I started to like, okay, you're going to make fun of me.
No.
I did it because I wanted to be a better skydiver, but I got really into working out and I was like, super focused on powerlifting and, and I had a great trainer and I also had a nutritionist who trains bodybuilders.
Sure.
And he, the first thing he asked me, he goes, have you done any weird, crazy diets? And then when I told him the things I had done, he's like, okay, this is going to be rough because of your metabolism. You've kind of ruined your metabolism by doing that.
Yeah.
Your body doesn't forget that you've starved yourself.
And it will remember because our bodies are incredible things, despite what the media would tell you in TikTok. Your body is not just this inanimate thing that's stupid. It's going to remember all of those things you've done to it. You're absolutely right.
Right. So I had to have, he had to make a plan for me that was a little bit different than other people.
Yeah.
But I think that he even says in here, he was talking to GQ about bulking up for the Batman. And he said, if you're working out all the time, you're part of the problem. You set a precedent. No one was doing this in the 70s. Even James Dean, he wasn't ripped. You know, it's just like he just sees how these
fitness that you can maintain throughout your life and be healthy. If the fitness you're engaged in, if you look at the people who are doing your fitness 20 years down the road, if they're all broken and have replaced joints, maybe you should rethink what you're doing. Like, and I like, because, you know, CrossFit. People can overdo CrossFit. Don't even get me started.
Yeah, my knee is not the same.
But I have structured things in my life so that, because I want to be able to still be moving when I'm 80 years old.
And that's the goal. And it's really about raising your heart rate and making your heart healthy.
And getting all those happy, you know, endorphins running through your body. It's about feeling good.
And feeling healthy.
Don't starve yourself.
We love you.
We love you. And you're as good as you should be.
We've made mistakes before. Please don't fall in our footsteps. Yeah.
But continue to listen to us because that's not a mistake.
Yeah.
And when
Robert Pattinson is hot. I just want to say that.
Yeah, I know.
No matter what
whatever size. We'll be right back.